KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa has an important meeting in Washington this afternoon. President Cyril Ramaphosa will be hosted by his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump at the White House. Newswatch's Nushera Sudhial reports.
Top of the agenda for Ramaphosa and the four ministers in his delegation will be rescuing diplomatic relations, clarifying the country's foreign policy positions, and hopefully securing a trade deal. There were surprise additions to South Africa's delegation overnight, with billionaire businessman Johann Rupert and South African golfing legends Ernie Els and Retief Goosen now also accompanying the president. This Peter Maritzburg resident believes it's a masterstroke.
He's a seasoned diplomat in many regards. He probably knows that he is not entering this meeting from a position of power, and bringing along the likes of Johann Rupert and Ernie Els shows that he's playing Trump's personality over his politics.
This woman hopes Ramaphosa will address the genocide claims.
There are way more important issues that need to be dealt with in South Africa, and that white people aren't the only people that have struggles.
This Durban doctor wants to see an agreement reached on funding for South Africa's HIV and AIDS programs.
I know South Africa has declared that they do have the capacity to continue going, but we know reality on the ground, it's affected a lot of people. The US aid that America was funding.
The U.S. president will be joined by his South African-born advisor, Elon Musk, at the meeting. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has outlined how government plans to fund the country after scrapping the controversial VAT hikes that were set for 2025 and 2026.
As a result, the expansion of the zero-rated basket, which was included to cushion poorer households from VAT rate increase, falls away. Madam Speaker, compared to March estimates, tax revenue projections have been revised down by 61.9 billion over the 3 years. This reflects the reversal of the VAT increase and the much weaker economic outlook.
He's also announced a fuel levy increase.
This is the first fuel levy increase in 3 years. It means from the 4th of June this year, the general fuel levy will increase by 16 cents per litre and 15 cents per litre of diesel. Unfortunately, this tax measure alone will not close the fiscal gap over the medium term.
And about 700 exotic animals have been moved from a sanctuary in northwest Mexico to a ranch on the coast due to threats and violence from criminal gangs. The species that have been transported range from elephants and crocodiles to lions and tigers, and also include exotic birds. They had been housed at an animal refuge near Culiacan in Sinaloa State. Since September, the city has been the epicenter of a bloody war between factions of a local drug cartel, which has left more than 1,200 people dead and more than 1,400 missing. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The England Test summer gets underway tomorrow as they take on Zimbabwe in a four-day Test match. The Mumbai Indians batting first against the Delhi Capitals in the IPL, and the Sharks Craven Week team has been announced.